The Coniston Hotel and Country Estate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
We're at the Coniston Hotel just outside Skipton, and I'm looking out of the window here at the Coniston over the lake, and it's always gorgeous when you look out of the window at the Coniston Hotel. Pretty much any window at the Coniston Hotel, it looks gorgeous. But today I've managed to pick the first day of snow to come to the Coniston, and it just looks beautiful with that white dusting out across the lake, over the little islands on the other side of the lake, and the grass just here as well. And that's the perfect setting. It's almost like we planned it. And I think Sophie Cokel, who is the wedding coordinator here at the Coniston Hotel, this is the dream for a lot of people when they come for a wedding in the winter, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes. It makes a beautiful backdrop for those special days, and obviously the images that you get from your special day last forever, so it seriously does make some memorable moments for people.
I bet people try to order this, don't they? They want to see this when they come for a winter wedding because it is just the thing that's going to make the photos fantastic. Obviously, it's beyond your control, Sophie, but I bet it is the desire for so many.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the icing on the cake for a winter wedding. I think everybody dreams of the white snowy day, but the Coniston is beautiful in all seasons. But we do have a fantastic winter package at the moment, and I think it certainly sets the scene. It's an all-inclusive package, and it's based on 60 day and 100 evening guests. It's priced at $4,500, which is a bargain. We do have selected dates left for 2017, so we do recommend that you contact either myself or Sharon, the wedding coordinators here at the Coniston, to find out availability.
So you get the full Coniston wedding treatment, don't you? Even though that's a really good price that you mentioned there, but it's still the full treatment. And what's included in that? Oh, you say all-inclusive, everything's included. What can we expect?
So you get your glass of Prosecco or winter Pimm's on arrival for your guests. You get your civil ceremony room dressed. That's with your cream aisle carpet, your lanterns, rose petal bay trees, and the registrar table drape, just to set the scene. You also get all of your ivory table linen, your chair covers and sashes, silver candelabras. You get myself or Sharon as master of ceremonies. Your three-course meal, which is from a selected menu, and that's followed by tea, coffee and homemade petit four. So we've never had anybody go hungry on us yet. half a bottle of house wine as well, and also a toast glass of Prosecco for your speeches, either before or after your meal. You also get an evening snack of bacon and sausage sandwiches for later on in the day. You also get the use of the hotel grounds and the estate for your wedding photography, which really does set the scene in winter, as you can see from the backdrop that we can look at today. You do also get the complimentary luxury suite for the night for yourselves, and you do get up to 20 bedrooms for your guests to stay at the special rate of £129, and that's including a full Yorkshire breakfast and use of the spa. So it's a fantastic offering for your guests as well.
It really is, because that's covering, because I didn't expect you to say half the things you said there, even though you'd said all inclusive. I didn't expect you to say the candelabras and the chair sashes and all those little bits and pieces, because they are major worries for a lot of people when they're planning a wedding. But to know that they're taken off you, and to know that you've got someone like yourself there to be master of ceremonies and all those kind of things, it's just going to take some of the stress away, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. And I think the idea is that it is an all-inclusive package, so you don't have to worry. You know, if it is a last-minute thing, we have everything sorted and ready to go for you. And myself and Sharon are always on hand to support you for your special day. I think it's also a nice treat for your guests to be able to use the state-of-the-art facilities at the spa. It's absolutely beautiful. And again, from the pictures that you will have seen today on social media in the snow, it's an absolute dream.
Yeah, absolutely, because in the spa, and we've talked about the spa on the programme a few times, and I'm sure we will again in the future, but in the spa you've got the outdoor hot tub, infinity hot tub, looking out over the lake. So if there's snow around and it's nice and warm in there, you can sit and enjoy the warmth of that, but still be outside and be in the snow. What a perfect way for people to come and spend their wedding. You mentioned there last minute, and you say you've got selected dates left for 2017. I know as well that you're doing an offer for people if they want to book a wedding in January, which is 2 months away now. Wow. But some people, you know, maybe they've been planning a wedding for a long time. They've taken them a while to set a date. Maybe they've just decided, let's get it over with. We don't want to be engaged for ages. Let's get it done. There's loads of reasons for doing it. And what is this even more special offer that you've got for January?
Okay, so it's the New Year, New Beginnings package. And again, it's selected dates in January 2017. It's based on 40-day and evening guests, and it's for £2,999, which is a bargain. As I said, we do have limited dates available. It's a great way to start the year in 2017 with your closest friends and family. And also additional guests can be added to either of the packages that we've mentioned. So we do try and make it completely bespoke to every individual.
So it's worth, if you know, you're listening to these and you're thinking, oh, well, I want to bring more guests or I want to change things a little bit. Can people change, so menu choices as well? You mentioned that, it was a three-course meal from a selected menu and then you can have sausage sandwiches. If somebody wanted to go, actually, do you know what, I want to lay on a bit more than a sausage sandwich in the evening, can you tweak that as well?
Yeah, of course you can. The idea of the package is that it's just a basic for you to build on if you want to. So if you wanted to add some real Coniston chips, which are definitely a winner, you can always do that with pleasure. It's not a problem. We're here to make it completely spoke to you.
So I know when I got married, and I know for a lot of other people, that you're often asking people to come from all over to come in and share your special day with you. And sometimes you want to turn it into a bit more than that. And I know here at the Coniston, there's lots of things to do as well. So can you add those to your package? Can you kind of make it even more of an event, maybe turn it into a weekend?
Yeah, of course. So we offer some fantastic hen and stag packages. Obviously, the girls normally go up to the spa and the boys are doing either the 4x4 or the clay pigeon shooting. But it is quite nice, as you say, if you do have guests coming from afar, to maybe participate in the clay pigeon shooting, the falconry, 4x4 or the spa. It's nice to maybe do that before or after your wedding celebrations, to either make a weekend of it or maybe have a little bit of a competitive side to yourselves before you tie the knot, I suppose.
And I imagine as well that, you know, obviously this is the food and drink show, so we should make a nod to the restaurants here. So the night before, in fact, actually, when I came to stay here, there was a family who were having a wedding, a couple who were having a wedding. They were having a meal in the Huntsman's Lodge the night before, and completely by coincidence, a singer came in to test out the acoustics in the room at the same time. Now, I'm not saying that everyone's going to get that sort of treatment, but it is a great place to have a meal the night before a celebration, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly. We do offer private dining for the night before your wedding celebrations, which is great for your family to get together with you. We do also have a pianist that is able to come and play, Matthew Schofield. We definitely recommend him. It's quite nice having your own private room to be able to sort of mingle with your guests, especially if it's quite a close and intimate wedding. Also, the day following your wedding celebrations, you would have your private breakfast in one of the rooms. So it may either be the Winston's Barn, the Conservatory, or of course the Gallery, which is lovely, bright and airy.
This really is a great way to come and have the facilities, have the luxury of coming to the Coniston Hotel, but a bit of a cheaper way of doing it by doing it in the winter, isn't it? And actually, as we say, if you get lucky and you're looking out the window on a day like this and there's a bit of white snow on the ground, then you're going to remember it forever, aren't you? You should mention that if you were to do something similar in the summer, then it is going to be a completely different cost, isn't it?
Yeah, it's obviously a lot more. Summer dates are in demand. They're a lot more popular. I originally was set on a summer date, I must say, but now I've seen some of the weddings in the winter, it has completely changed my mind. We have some lovely open log fires. It can be very country-esque, and it really does set the scene for romance in the sort of winter time with the Christmas trees and the lights. So it is a lovely feel to Christmas.
The Coniston Hotel and Country Estate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.